علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we are, of course, trying to understand certain principles with regards to Islamic management from these statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And one of those areas is to do with the human resources and how to manage and how to choose and how to recruit and the criteria behind recruiting these human resources. And with regards to what type of positions we can keep them, especially when it comes to sensitive positions in the government and crucial areas of leadership which require a very careful recruitment. And we reached this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that when you want to choose someone for a very sensitive position, then try to choose them or choose them from those families that are known for purity. I mean, Ahlil Buyutat al-Saliha, from families that have been religious, and also wal qadami bil Islam al-Mutaqaddima, that they had a proper history in Islam. That means they have been Muslims for a longer period of time. They were quicker in accepting Islam and have been in that system for some time. We discussed this in the previous sessions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that he gives the reason why we need to choose people from good families, good households that are pious, religious, and also from people who have greater history in Islam. Let's say they have been Muslims for a longer period of time and they were early to accept Islam. Why? He said one is because their akhlaq is more noble, their morals are more noble. Second, we said they are asahhu a'radan, because they are purer in terms of areas of respect. Asahhu a'radan. And we say that this includes, for example, their relationships with with the namahram, or those people who are not their close family relatives in terms of the opposite gender, and we say that this is something that is there within Islam, that we need to be really careful as Muslims in general in our relationships. But also we say that these people are very careful in who they interact with, and also who they allow to interact with them and with their families also. And we gave a lengthy explanation in the previous sessions. Well, today I would want to say that, today I would like to add another kind of dimension to it, and that is that according to some scholars, asahhu a'radan means that they have greater honor and respect in the society, in the sense that such people are, their respect, their honor, and their purity has not been squandered or destroyed, or in a bad state. It's pure and pristine in that sense. Of course, it's the result of their care in the way they deal with people in general.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
And then another reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives, he says that, why do I say that these people who are from good families, from good households, religious households, and who have got a longer history in Islam, they should be chosen, is because وَأَقَلُّ فِي الْمَطَامِعِ إِشْرَاقًا. These people are lesser in their greed. They are lesser attentive to the greeds of this world, to avarice and greed for worldly issues. Now, we say that there are reasons why Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned that you should choose people from religious families and from people who have got a history in Islam, a longer period of stay in Islam. Why? It's because these people have gone through a proper training in Islam. They have gone through their Islamic training, and they have understood with the core of their hearts about the truth of Islam. Of course, this is a general principle, as I mean, there can be some exceptions. That's a clear thing. And that is why these people, they are lesser in their attention towards the worldly greeds, to greediness for worldly issues. So their attention to these, to the greed of this, of worldly issues, is lesser. فِي الْمَطَامِعِ إِشْرَاقًا. They don't have that longing towards worldly issues. And this is very important. See, when you have someone in that leadership position, if they have their personal greeds, then it is very far-fetched that this person will be careful about people's rights and people's needs. He will be more concerned about his own needs, about his family's needs, about his relatives. You see, greed and avarice are one of the worst characteristics that human beings can have generally, let alone those people who come to power, those people who are given sensitive positions in the government. Because of course, if someone has this state, then you can imagine what would be the situation of the people of the world. And of course, there are examples in the day and age of today where we see such individuals, unfortunately, are there in position, and what kind of harm they create for the people. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to apply these teachings in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والنور يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.